الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are in this auspicious month of Rabiul Awwal, which is coming to an end. Auspicious, that our great illustrious Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born in this month. So this month it automatically will have so much of value, attachment for a believer. When we think of the month we are born in, that month has some sort of attachment we have to that month. The month in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, and it was Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi, the season of spring. And at that time it was the season of spring also. And it is the first season of spring. Spring has just started. When the season of spring comes, then everyone in his nature, his tabiat, he feels happy, he feels light. In the air there is a different sense. Especially when the first rain comes now of spring, and the ground that was gone like dead, grass that was burned black, that had turned grey, there was nothing like to look in the grass. With that first rain, then life starts coming. With the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the world got life. And the hearts found life. The hearts and the world found love, the love of Allah, the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all this is through what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. That is the connecting point. And now we have to see, how much am I making Allah's ibadat? When the word ibadat comes, the connotation of the word is not just doing the basics, the faras. When you say somebody is an abid, you don't mean he's just making his faras and that. You think that is a person who is engaged in ibadat. So that is what will connect us with Allah. That is the great gift which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us. And we are not those people with that false notion of the ma'rifat of Allah. That, for example, they are having some qawwali or some uras or something, and they are smoking all wrong things also. And they are thinking they have got great ma'rifat of Allah. And they are very connected with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. No, that connection with Allah is with the ibadat of Allah. If there isn't the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, and all big talks, philosophical talks, and talks of great love and thing, it means absolutely nothing. the ibadat, and that ibadat which is the simple, straight, basic, straightforward ibadat which has been taught to us. Our namazes must be in order. Sometimes a person thinks of high things that I'm in a lot of muraqabah, I'm in a lot of meditation, and I'm in a very high spiritually. All that is nothing. The straightforward ibadat, and that ibadat which is according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has got the greatest value, whether it is our namaz or our rozas, our zakat, our hajj, anything, it must be done. That is that ibadat. So in this ayat kareema, first Allah tabaraka ta'ala, beginning of the Quran Sharif, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih, in five ayats, Allah explains the condition of the true believers. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb wa yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna az-zakata. All that qualities Allah describes of them. Then in two short ayats, at the end of this ruku, Allah explains the condition of the kuffar, the open kafirs that everyone knows. And these two groups are very distinct. The believers are very clear who the true believers are. There is no doubt about them. They are those people, yu'minuna bil ghayb. That is one great quality. They believe in the unseen. They believe in things which they don't see. And they believe against what they see. They see that we are getting shifa from medicine, but they believe medicine does not give me shifa. Allah gives me shifa. They see with their eyes, they experience that by eating food, our stomach gets full, we get strength. But they believe the food doesn't give me strength. Allah gives me strength. Those are the believers. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. On that point, we all have to think, what is the condition of my iman? How much have I got trust on my income? Whichever the income, my shop, my job, my factory, my farm, my office, whatever. How much have I got trust on that? And how much have I got trust that Allah is the giver of my rosy? If I'm a sick person and I feel I have to have my medication, then how much have I got trust on my medication? And how much have I got trust on Allah Ta'ala? All this requires a lot of detail, but we don't give even little time for the real objectives of our lives. Then yuqimuna salat, those who not yusalluna salat, who just make their namaz, who establish namaz. When you want to establish, like a certain company also, you say this establishment, established since so and so, year. So to establish namaz, namaz must be established, and it must be the perfect namaz. So all those qualities, and then the kuffar which are clear. So those two groups are very clear. Then in 13 long ayats, one whole ruku, Allah is devoted to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. There are those amongst the people who say, we believe in Allah, we believe in the last day. Allah says Himself, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. But they are not believers. They are claiming they are believers. We have to be very worried about ourselves. A mu'min is that person who fears hypocrisy upon him. And ask ourselves, that till today did I fear that I'm a hypocrite? A person who doesn't fear he's a hypocrite, he's in great danger. And a person who continuously fears, I'm a hypocrite, I'm not true, I'm not genuine, that person is a true believer. And see our own condition. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, quotes Imam Mulaika, that I met 30 sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala. Each one of them had the fear that I'm a munafiq. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on his way to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what's wrong, where are you going? He said, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a munafiq. He said, Subhanallah, Hanzala, what a sahabi. Top grade, highest of our sahabi. He's a munafiq. Then he explained that when we are by Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the condition of our hearts is different. When we were with our family, in the business, it is different. So So isn't this Nifa? Hazrat Abu Bakr, Chonke, he also became alerted. It is my condition also. Let us go and find out from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So a mu'min has got fear of nifaq. Let us think about what our condition of our iman is. If the thought never come to me, is my namaz accepted or not? We just made namaz, it's accepted, finished. That what is what? How will I fare on the day of qiyamah? That fear doesn't come, then we are on very, very slippery and dangerous ground. And a person who has that fear all the time, Allahu Akbar. One time, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali went to Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanotvi, his Ustad Rahmatullah Ali, and he told him, Hazrat, show me some way that I can have itminan. I'm content, I'm convinced that I'm a Jannati. I'm so worried that what will happen to me? Am I a Jannati or not? Am I a Jahannami? That I can have something. He said, Subhanallah, you want me to put you on the road of destruction? In other words, the minute a person is content, I'm a Jannati, he's on the road of destruction. As long as he's got that fear, I don't know. La adri ma yuf'alu bi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, la adri ma yuf'alu bi wa la bikum. I don't know. What will Allah is fa'alu lima yurid. Is fa'alu lima yasha. Allah does. Then that fear and consider us our iman, what is the condition of our iman? It comes in the Hadith Sharif that a munafiq is he, that when he speaks, he lies. The signs of a munafiq. It doesn't mean he is a munafiq, the signs of a munafiq. If some amanat is put by him, then he doesn't fulfill the trust of that amanat. And when he has to argue or something, he becomes very aggressive and very right. And then in one hadith, so much also come, وَإِن صَامَ وَإِن صَلَّى. Even if he's making namaz, even if he's keeping roza, that is a munafiq. So who of us fears any nifaqana? The thought doesn't come to us also. And that is a quality of a mu'min, that he will have that fear all the time. Yes, if we have, we know others are munafiq. That we are convinced. All the other munafiqs, we got the list of them. We got that list in our minds, we got the list in our hearts, who all the munafiqs are. My name doesn't come in there at all. I am the most genuine believer. So we have to consider what our condition is. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, the most of the munafiqs of my ummah will be the qurra. And by qari doesn't mean who we refer to as a qari today. That in the beginning stages, Alim was referred to as a qari, in other words, the ulama. And ulama, generally, let us think for ourselves. We always think we are right in the top. We got no problem. All the others got problems. A person who's got that attitude, if you want to say it, you can say it. What's the doubt of that person's nifaq, who thinks that I'm all right? All the rest are in danger and they are in trouble. And consider as ulama that what do we think of ourselves? And the other people who are perhaps, what do we think of drug addicts? What do we think of people who are like down and out in the world? Nobody looks at them. They got no value. Poor people, we regard them as nothing. And those people, they regard themselves as nothing. And they regard this pious people, ulama, as somebody great. In the court of Allah, think for yourself who stands a much more greater chance of forgiveness, salvation by Allah. That person who thinks that I'm a nothing, others are, mashallah, they are pious people. Or that person who thinks I'm all right, others are bad people. Just imagine, so we have to think. This 13 ayat right at the beginning, many of us, we try to read our Quran Sharif and we just read a few pages or something and we get stuck. But at least so much we will read. Many people who come for Taraweeh, they come for one, two nights and they get stuck. But at least these ayats they went through. But we never think about it. Therefore, are the signs of the munafiq, that what is my condition? We have to be very concerned about it. Anyway, after this, and with regard to Quran Sharif recitation, we are more or less in the middle between the Ramzan that passed and the Ramzan that's coming. And the bare minimum right of the Quran Sharif is to make two khatams. There's a minimum right of the Quran, the haq of the Quran. And if we don't fulfill anyone's haq, that person will lay a charge against us in the court of Allah. And if we haven't fulfilled the haq of the Quran and Allah says, the Quran Sharif's claim that it will make, I will uphold it. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will fight the case of the Quran, what doubt can there be for the destruction of a person? If Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبْ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا, O Allah, my people, my ummah, my nation, they ignored the Quran. They live like the Quran does not exist. The Quran Sharif says, people who threw me behind their backs, they had no regard, no time for me. So we middle of the year, how many of us are in about 15 supara now? Our one khatam for the year at least. Is there, how many of us are there? Very, very few. So what will we answer on the day of Qiyamah? And for man, if we just read about 3 pages a day, we'll make one khatam a year. Read your 3 pages once in the morning fajr, 3 pages, 3 minutes. Or make it more easier. Every namaz, fajr come by azan time. Read 1 page before namaz. Zohar, be there by azan, read your sunnah, you'll be able to reach much more. But even just read 1 page. Asr time, read 1 page. Your 3 pages will be done. Women who are still young and they have their monthlies, then they are off mainly perhaps for about 10 days. So they should read about 4 pages a day. It's so little to read, then at least our one khatam will be made. And each one of us asked last Ramzan, how many of us made our one khatam? That mashallah, they asked them, but how many people? Good people. They don't make their one khatam also, even in Ramadan. And if this is our attitude with Quran Sharif, it's a very poor, poor, poor reflection. That if we are not reading Quran Sharif, it's Allah's love letter. And we heard the ash'ar and how we were enjoying it of the love of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah's love letter we don't even read. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, if your beloved is a foreigner, writes to you a letter in a different language, you'll go to so many people, find somebody who can translate this letter to me. And the translation is not sufficient. You want to know the deeper meaning in it. Quran Sharif, it's in Arabic. Who of us worries to learn it? And who of us are keen? My children must become hafiz, must become alims. And or my children must become a professor, engineer, lawyer. All the other things we think about. We have to think very, very carefully. Anyway, after all this, then after this 20 ayat, Allah addresses all. Ya ayyuhan nas. The true believers also Allah is addressing. The open kafirs also Allah is addressing. And the munafiqeen also Allah is addressing. This is similar like in Sayyakul, where Allah explains about the Qibla. That the Jews, their Qibla is Baytul Muqaddas. Our Qibla is Kaaba Sharif. So Allah says that they will not follow your Qibla. The Jews won't face Kaaba Sharif. And you won't face their Qibla. For a period, Allah made it, but after that, permanently, our Qibla is the Kaaba Sharif. So, no matter what proofs you give to them, that this is the Qibla Allah has made for us, they won't accept. So, Allah Ta'ala says, forget all your disputes, don't fall into quarrels and arguments. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Go ahead and do what you have to do. But don't get so involved in arguments and fights, and in the meantime, what work you have to do is left out. This is also one great trick of shaitan. He will get you big, big people, ulama, just to be involved in arguments all the time. This argument, this proof, that proof, that person gives an answer, you give answers to him, and you'll go to so many kitabs and take out so many juziyat, small points, and you prove your point. But what you had to do, that you didn't do. You did everything. The food is on the table, and then some argument started about the recipe. And the two aunties started that you prepare it this way, you must do this, and the food is left. They're not eating. The object is to have the meal. So in here also, we mustn't get involved in all these arguments to the extent that actually what we have to do, we don't do that. We get busy and do what we have to do. So Allah says, what is it that you have to do? A very simple, straightforward thing, and a very great thing, simple, fundamental, basic, but the greatest. U'budu Rabbakum. Make ibadat of your Rabb. And this is Kalamullah, the word of Allah. It is dawa ma'a dalil, that a claim is made, and in the claim is the reason also given. That cannot be in anyone else's kalam and speech. If I have to ask somebody now, just go to my house, or go there to the wuzukhana, he look at my face, what must I go and do there? Tell me, why must I go? Allah just said, "Ubudu Rabbakum, worship your Rabb." In there, Allah gave the reason why you must worship Allah. Because He is your Rabb. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what a arif of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, the translation of love, of Hayya ala Salah, come towards namaz, that Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah is the most merciful, most kind. Allah is saying, my beloved, I'm thinking of you people. Just make your wudu and come quickly to me. That is the translation of, the love translation of Hayya ala Salah. The literal translation, come to namaz. But the love translation, Arhamur Rahimeen, most merciful, most kind, most beloved, most loving, most beloved. Allah is saying, my beloved, I'm thinking of you people. Just get ready, make your wuzu, and come, I'm waiting for you. Imagine your beloved tells you, sends you a message like that. That I'm waiting for you, just come. It can be a 50-year-old marriage. Also, you'll get kick-started, and you'll be like a young 21-old man, full of vigor and full of vitality again, if she just gives you that message. Allah is calling us 5 times a day. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that if a mother tells her son that, my son, you are busy, I know you don't, but 5 times a day you must come visit me. Just come make salam to me. My son, how much my mother loves me. She just wants to see me. Allah loves us. He wants to. He say, please just come. Allah is telling, come. I want to see you. I want to meet you. And I want you to come close to me. أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدُ كَمَا قَالَ. The closest a person is to Allah when he's in sajda. And that a person should look forward that I'm going to the masjid now. When in the masjid, I'm going to be making namaz now. In namaz, I'll be making sajda. When is my sajda coming? And then when he makes his sajda, he's not satisfied. He makes another sajda. The only rukan part of namaz which Allah repeated is the sajda. Because that was such an enjoyment for his banda that he'll enjoy it, that he'll just want to again, he'll want to be, go again. And who of us reads, we only know 3 times Subhana Rabbi al-Ada. When we read 5 times, when we even big nights or something, when we read 7, 9, 11 times, but when is it that we just cannot lift our head? Maulana Muhammad Gardi Saab, Damat Barakatum, our very close friend, very great Buzurg Pais in White River, he makes his ruku and sajda so long. And I just want to share this also, where it is a bit humorous, but it is a lot of benefit also. When we were there, he explained that many years ago, a Jamaat came there from Cape Town. And the Bhutas, usually, their vehicles also, not only unworthy, they are usually, the condition is very poor. So anyway, this was a pedal Jamaat. They came with an old bombed out kumbi. They stayed the days they had to stay. And then they were leaving. When they were leaving, so they told Maulana, you make dua. He said, no, you pull out in the path of Allah. You people make dua. So they were carrying on like this, a young revered boy, colored boy, young boy. He said, you people fighting about dua, let me make dua. They said, okay, you make dua. So he read the normal, the starting praises of Allah, Durood Sharif, and only one dua, that, oh Allah, bring the ummah back to its senses. Bring the ummah back to its senses. A young revered boy, that, oh Allah, bring the ummah back to its senses. So just remember, where are we? And we are thinking big, big Maulanas and big pious people. but a young boy. Anyway, the more interesting part, then Maulana decided to join them, Paidal Jamaat. So he went and he was driving. He said he'll drive. So the Jamaat went ahead walking, making their talim, pair up and making muzakara and there. So as they were driving, police were in front. So Maulana got a bit now excited. Police are here in this kumbi. No tail lights, no indicators, hooter not working, nothing. What's going to happen now? So the Amir was with Maulana. He said, Maulana, don't worry. Don't worry whatsoever. When the police comes to you, you open your window, you pick up your hands, and you make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. And then if you can, blow in his face also. He says, you'll never have a problem. You don't worry one bit. You just read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Maulana did it. That fellow said, happy journey, go. No questions, no anything. So there is so much for us to learn. And we, how frightened we get. But look at this Buddha from Cape Town. And what conviction. And what dua you must make. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah makes iman come in our heart. And remember, as long as we follow the kuffar, forever your children, your progeny will follow them. You can never become a leader. When you follow Allah and His Rasul, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam make you leaders. You don't remain a follower. You become a leader in the world. And if you follow the kuffar, their university, their studies, their way of life, you'll always be a follower. And you'll be following who? The kuffar. And they are following animals. You'll be making those people your imam who have made animals their imam, who have made dogs their imam, who go mad over their pets and their dogs and all those things. You'll be following them, and your children and your grandchildren will all follow. If you follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will make you leaders of the nation. And those kuffar will follow you. And it's not in theory. History has been proven. When the Sahaba brought Allah into their hearts, what they became. Then this all starts with the ibadat of Allah. Ya ayyuhan nas, ubudu rabbakum. Why must you worship Allah? It's logical. There is no other way, but you just have to worship. He is the one who created you. You are not here of your own. You go for a job, you're going to get 20,000, 50,000 a month. You get your job description. You have to do your job, then you're going to get your 50,000. So you have to do your job. What is your job? The ibadat of Allah. Then Allah will give you things which you cannot imagine also. Allah is that kind being that those who don't worship Him, Allah gave them eyes free of charge. Imagine if just little problem in one eye, how lot of worry it is for. The whole world has become dark for that person. He can still see properly with both eyes. The one eye, some little problem. But the whole world in his mind and his heart is gone to the end of the world has come for me. And Allah who gave the poorest person two eyes. And their parents didn't hear the word optometrist also. They don't know who is an optometrist. They didn't hear the word. But two perfect eyes Allah gave to the children. Everything of the body. He is your Rabb. He gave you your brain. A neurologist is not in charge, control of his own brains. A cardiologist is not in charge of his own heart also. Everything in the hands of Allah. So Allah is the one. And how many systems in the body? It is alam-e azghar. One human body is the whole, is a small sample of the whole world. What departments you have in the world? You have farms and you have factories, you have parliament and politics, you have business and you have the stock exchange and you have what and what things. All that Allah has put in your body. And Allah alone has made you. And Allah alone is maintaining it and sustaining it. When do we go for some service? A 6 month service, 20,000 kilometer service. You took 20,000 steps, now you have to service your legs. We just carry on using our whole body. Every part of the body, how we keep on using it. And no service. The joints in the body, 360 joints. When do we ever service them also? What and what Allah has given us? Everything. So how can't you worship? It's in fact impossible for the person who's got this one iota, one speck of brain, that he can't worship, that he doesn't worship. It's impossible. It's only I have to become a die-hard. I have to become a sacrifice for my Allah. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And then after creating us, he didn't leave us like that. Now you go to the mercy of the things in the world. There will be storms, there will be wars, there will be droughts, there will be famine. You just go and suffer. No, he looked after us. And he's feeding us. And we came, how many have come, from where and where we have come. But our rosy 40 days before was fixed, your rosy. Allah Ta'ala says that when you were born, we didn't give you your whole lifetime's water which you're going to need. If you're going to need the amount of 10 swimming pools of water for your life, and Allah gave it to us when we were going to be born, here's your 10 swimming pools worth of water. Where should we store it? وَمَا أَنْتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ. You should never have been able. Where did Allah put it? Allah put it in the bottom of the ground. You dig, you get a well, you get your water coming up. Allah put it in the streams which are running underground, the snow falling on the mountains, and then melting there, and its water goes into the mountain, and forms streams there, and from there they start flowing, and they flow to all parts of the country and the world. And where some places they will come in the form of a waterfall, which now goes as a river. The river Nile, from where the water, how many thousands of kilometers irrigating all those places. How many others, how Allah has made the system. Allah sent it, and Allah has preserved and pure, clean water. It doesn't get contaminated. We store the water for a day in a jug or something, and then it goes like off, that water, in a week's time, what will be the, you have to change that water. You can't just use that Allah's water that Allah has made. What, any and every system of Allah is beyond comprehension. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik. Oh Allah, we cannot recognize you as you are supposed to be recognized. To make his ibadat should be enjoyable. We should become die-hard for the ibadat of Allah. For no one else, but we worship the governments today. We listen to their laws. We follow the media, what the media is telling us. They forecast a cold weekend. And one news reader in Pakistan, he was going home after reading the news reader. And he was soaking wet. They asked him, but somebody looked after the window. You announced the forecast is for sunshine. And now you're soaking in the rain here. In whose hands they are the whole control? And that is when we in ruku, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi, my Rabb, Rabbi al-Azim. What a close connection. Not everyone's Rabb. Allah is everyone's Rabb. But in ruku, Allah told us to say, my Rabb. In sajda, when you are so close to Allah, Rabbi Allah, Rabbi al-A'la, Rabbi, my Rabb. One is Rabbuna, our, everyone's Rabb. And Rabbi, my Rabb. So that closeness, you're exclusive for Allah in ruku. But we in ruku, we are the furthest away from Allah Ta'ala. In sajda, we are not with Allah. We haven't tasted namaz. Allah, give us the tawfiq to make the ibadat of Allah. Learn to do it correctly and then get the taste and then see how we look forward to namaz. Every namaz, then one namaz is finished, we look to the next. One tilawat of one para, we look to the next. Everything we will enjoy. So, u'budu rabbakum, alladhi khalaqakum. It is only he who has created you. You have no, your parents, there's no question that they have created you. They all, what Allah just gave them, a few minutes of enjoyment. And in the process, Allah brought you into existence. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Does not the time come on insan that he thinks that at one time, not that I was a drop of semen, Not that I was a piece of meat. I was not even a thought. I was lam yakun shay'am, nothing whatsoever that to be spoken about. Whoever is here 40 years old now, 41 years ago, neither your mother spoke about you, neither your father. There was no. When your mother conceived, then she told the father, her husband, I think I'm expecting now. Then they say, perhaps go for test or whatever, we'll see, perhaps it's not genuine. Now some talk of yours, when now it was established, yes, the child is, now I hope it's a boy, or I hope it's a girl, whatever. Now dua started, Allah make it easy, give us a pious, give us a healthy child. Now you started being spoken. Before that you are nothing, not even spoken about. Allah is the one who brought you into existence from that non-existence. Where you are not. Allah knew your ruh was created long before. And Allah is the one, and how He creates, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ يَخْلُقُكُمْ فَعَلْ مُدَارِي. That Allah keeps on creating, not only one child. If Allah made only one human, it was a fantastic thing. To make a human being, what is not one, Allah of Allah. Present day statistics show about 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. In other words, 250,000 factories of Allah are working. And in which all, and that is not an assembly plant, the womb of the mother, that the eyes are coming from the eye factory, and the nose coming from the nose factory, and it is assembled here. Everything is made there. And everything is made from one drop of semen. Where you were, iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read in the name of iqra bismi rabb, your rabb who is so high, alladhi iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min alaq, and Allah created insan from alaq. Alaq is the latest stage of the semen. From semen, Allah is so great, He made you from semen, which is nothing, which is dirty, which is filth. A person, if he wants to make something, and the raw material he supplied is the wrong raw material. It's not according to specifications. Then you say, I can't accept this. And if you make it, then your product will be useless. It won't be right. China, it will be a China product. One person bought a pair of shoes from somebody in Zimbabwe, in Harare, and then he came back, he said, the shoes are broken. Oh, I hardly wore it once. So he said, where's your car? He ran out the Chinaman. Where's your car? Where's your car? He said, no car. I come walking. He said, the shoes are not for walking. The shoes are, you must sit in the car. Shoes all wear when you walk, not when you are sitting in the car. So to be comfortable, you take off your shoes in the car. You are comfortable. You say, no, the shoes are meant, you must just sit in the car. So, what is the creation of Allah Ta'ala? And we can't exhaust it. But we haven't got time for it. We got time for our phone, hours and hours. We got time for haram things. We got time for our cigarette smoking. We got time to admire filth and dirt. Ashraful makhluqat. And the khayrul umam, the best of the ummah. And we have got time to admire filth and dirt. If we haven't, we don't see beauty in the Quran Sharif. We don't see beauty in the Hadith Sharif. Where's our iman? Think, what is it? And this iman which can't save us from haram, yeah. How is this haram iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam? الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. It is only Allah who created all those before you. You are not from any monkeys. What a stupid theory that man is from a monkey. Where are we from monkeys? Allah is the one who created. And He created Adam alayhi salam. وَخَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ. Allah says, with my personal hands I created. Allah hasn't got hands like Allah is far above us. But that means that very special care for all Allah's creation. Allah said, kun fayakun. But for insan, Allah said, khalaqtu biyadayya. I just said, be, and the skies came into existence. The seas, the mountains came into existence. Time came into existence. and a thing that is not tangible. We can't see time, we can't taste time, we can't feel time. Allah created a thing like time also. But for insan, Allah says, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ. And we don't make qadr, we don't see Allah. We should, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair says that a true lover is one who just looks for excuses to speak to his beloved. Like we will experience usually beginning of a marriage that you just phoned your beloved, you just got married, and then you just put the phone down, you say, oh, I forgot this. Nothing you forgot. You just then you're looking for excuse to speak again. Everything, you're just looking for excuse. Well, I'm going there, you don't know, join me for this weekend. You want to be together. Allah gave us the means to aashik ko milne ka bahana chahiye. Aashik wants excuses to meet Allah. And Allah gave us enough excuses. Bismillah, anything. But we don't read Bismillah. Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah is not in our vocabulary. Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah is not in our vocabulary. Inna lillahi. That is not enough. All this is connecting with Allah. The minute you say that word, you are connecting with Allah. But we don't say those words. And the greatest of all connection, La ilaha illallah. That and that it comes in the hadith, it would be is the common thing of this ummah. That they just all the time, La ilaha illallah. There's one lady, family told us in Brits, all the time, La ilaha illallah, anything, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That was supposed to be for all of us, to connect with Allah. And La ilaha illallah is the strongest connection, but we don't connect with Allah. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And all this was, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that taqwa comes in you. Let us see how much of taqwa is coming in our lives. Even those of us who think we are ulama, we are pious people, how much of taqwa? Just consider my thoughts in namaz and we'll know how much of taqwa I got. Many of us are very, very sad, and personal people who write and explain their condition, when you see them outwardly, farishtas they are. But when they say what we are ashamed of ourselves, what our actions are, what our private life is like. Allah Ta'ala, taqwa has to come. And if our ibadat is right, the product has to be taqwa. If the sun is out, there has to be sun rays. If it's raining, and the water has to come, you have to get wet. If you are making ibadat, you have to get taqwa. If it's not coming, then your ibadat, something is wrong. Your niyat is not right. Your quantity is not right. Your quality is not right. Something is wrong. Worry about it. Why don't we worry about it? And not worry while the bayan is on, but worry of it continuously after this. Not after the bayan is finished, then we forget everything and we don't worry about it. We went to doctor, he took us in his consulting rooms. He diagnosed us everything. He said that you must do this test, you must get this medicine. We came out of there in the waiting room. We met our old school friend. And there we started talking and we forget everything what doctor said. We don't go for other tests he told us. We don't go for medicine what he told us. We do nothing. How will we get better? Yeah, we just come for the bayan and it's finished. Bayan after that, a closed department. And we lock it so tight that you don't open it, you dare. If anyone in the car now when we're going to start the talk, just change the talk. That talk, don't start bayan here now. Enough bayan is now coming out of our ears and coming out of our nose and our eyes. Stop this bayan now. Talk about buying fish and chips now. Get some pizzas now. That is what you must talk about now. So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أَلَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Allah made this earth. What a carpet for you. How He spread out this earth. And so much of detail in there. And وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. And He made the sky a canopy, a roof for you. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And Allah sent water from the skies, rain, colorless, odorless, and tasteless. And it falls on dead ground. And Allah فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Allah took out from there what fruit. all the fruit, what we call fruit, and fruit is the result of effort. That means everything Allah took out. And رِزْقَ لَكُمْ وَلِيَنْعَامِكُمْ. For you also, we took out for your animals also. We provide for them also, Allah Ta'ala. And then what fruit, how many types of variety of fruit, whole basket of fruit. And then again, each banana, 800 species in the world, mangoes, 1500 different kind of mangoes in the world, all the different fruit, and all this is for you, insan, and so that you make my ibadat. But we eat, khate hai Rahman ki, what Allah gives us we eat, khate hai Shaitan ki, and we sing the song of Shaitan, and we blow in his backside, and we are singing his song. We reduce ourselves to that level, that we have now music, all what Shaitan blows up from his backside, that's all this music, and we proud all this music we are singing and all that. So, and the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind but one purpose for my ibadat. I will give you, لَا نَسْأَلُكُمْ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ. We're not asking you to earn your rosy also. We will give your rosy. But your work is to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we, that is our job description. We're not doing our job. And what is some ulama generally have explained, yeah, Allah said, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. But the meaning is, لِإِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize me. Allah has put us in this world to recognize Allah. And Allah has put himself so close to us, that وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my bandas ask me, people ask me, where is Allah? Say, I'm very close. How close, O Allah? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your life also. And you have been just created to find us. And we are so close to you. If we spent 60, 70 years and we didn't find Allah for the purpose for which Allah sent us in this world, and Allah was so close to us that you can't, it's impossible not to see Allah. When you're sleeping, you see Allah. If you're awake, you see Allah. In the masjids, Allah. In the adhans, Allah. In the Quran Sharif, Allah. In the bazaars, Allah. At home, Allah. Outside, Allah. Inside, Allah is everywhere. Allah is, and we didn't see Allah. And we didn't, and when we'll be asked in the qabr, mar rabbukum, ha ha, la adri. After Allah made himself so close, so manifest, and then we'll be asked that, who was your Rabb? I don't know who's my Rabb. And I then, and the worst part, I regard myself, I'm using a smartphone, so I'm a smart man also. And I'm a smart woman also. My handbag dangling on my shoulders, my car keys on the other, and my purse, which is to the value of 10,000 rand, and I got only 2 rands in the purse. But I'm a very clever person, a very intelligent person. How stupid we have made ourselves. So Allah, give us tawfiq to understand. And what ibadat must come? Abdiyat, humility. If humility is not coming in my life, if I can't tell my wife, please do this, if I can't tell her, jazakallah ever, I'm nowhere, I'm not even a human being. If I'm always bossy, haughty attitude, shouting, this you didn't do, that you didn't do, always just that. Never we know humbleness come into us. That the person has got no value. Abdiyat has to come. Itaat has to come. Namaz, our ibadat, which Allah has made for us, to remind us your 2.5% more or less of all our time for all ibadat is 2.5%. So the balance of 97.5%, this 2.5% is to remind us, make the 97.5% confirm to this 2.5%. That outside namaz, my rest time also must be as Allah wants it to be. My eating also must be as Allah. I must eat what Allah wants me to eat. I must eat how Allah wants me to eat. Not like a haughty person, especially for what reason? There must be some reason. But the breakfast nook has to be the higher chair. It's not the ordinary low chair. You have to sit high up on that chair. And there you have to have your breakfast. Whereas we, for every meal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should sit in the squatting position and eat. So how much time can you spend when you're sitting in a squatting position? And according to some riwayat, the big toe of the one leg on the big toe of the other leg, how long can you sit? That was his eating. And he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. I'm a slave of Allah. Should I not be a thankful? We see the workers who work on the construction workers. How when they get their time, they just sit in one corner and they just take out a little small litter and they eat and finish. The Sahaba in jihad, they just had some food, took it out from their pocket, put it in their mouth and they carry on with jihad. For us to lay the dastarkhan and the things that we need to lay the dastarkhan and the expenses before the food comes, all the plates and not one plate, a Muslim, 10 Muslims are supposed to eat in one utensil, one big thali. But we today, one person needs 10 utensils. Where are we gone off the mark? And yet we are quite happy that I'm pious and I got no problem. I don't fear nifaq also. I don't fear anything. I'm 100% guaranteed jannati. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. All this effort of the Khanqah and every effort of deen is supposed to be the Darul Nooms, the Tabligh Jamaat, to bring these realities into us. Not just the effort, but to bring this reality. And we have to gauge ourselves and see how much am I moving towards that? Or am I going backwards? Am I moving forwards or am I moving backwards? Which direction am I going? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Those brothers wanted to become bayat, and also the sisters want to become bayat. Today we have a sister Gray also becoming bad from Trinidad. Young woman, mashallah, hafiza, alima, graduating as a qariya, and she teaches hifz class. Mashallah, what great qualities. Allah make us all also endeavor in the line of deen, and Allah bring tawazu, humility, and never let pride overtake us in any way. Bayat is only the starting point. If we just become bad and we don't move forward, we won't be able. If you buy a car and you don't drive it, you just keep it parked in the garage, what's the use of it? We must move forward and then we'll reach our destination, inshallah. And Allah is not so cheap that we don't turn to Allah and we'll get Allah. Allah hasn't kept himself so expensive or so hard to get that you just make even a slight effort and that you won't get Allah. You make your effort, you'll definitely find Allah. And when you find Allah, you will know, I've found my Allah. I'm with my Allah. And then your life is a life different from everyone else. And you only will know what that enjoyment of that life is. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody knows what enjoyment I put in the heart of my friends. And what I bestow on them with, what favors I give them, nobody knows about that. That's my secret with my friends. And a person who gets it, he won't be able to explain to anyone. And other people will keep on denying that, no, there is nothing like this. You're just making stories. The day they get it, they will know. Then they won't be able to tell anyone. They will be so engaged in it that they won't be able to speak to anyone. Allah put us on this path, short life. We don't know by tonight who will still be living, who won't be here. How many people have passed away? It could have been me, it could have been you. They could be still living, we could have been gone. But Allah has kept us. Not for wasting our time, not just for talking and making big talk shops, but to find Allah and to engage in the ibadat of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.